This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. The handbag and accessory company 31 Gifts has announced a big move. While its headquarters is relocating close by from Easton to New Albany, its new distribution center will move to Texas, shedding 800 Central Ohio warehouse jobs in the process. The news comes the same week as another Central Ohio direct sales company, Longaberger, is forced to sell its assets. Here to talk to us about the future of the industry is Terry Esper, Associate Professor of Logistics at Ohio State's Fisher College of Business. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Claire.
So this is sort of two bad pieces of news for Central Ohio in one week. Is this reflective of the larger landscape?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think it is in some ways reflective of what we're seeing in just the general space of retail. We're seeing so many shifts in terms of where companies are locating facilities and trying to get as close as possible to customers. And so as quickly as we see companies moving and leaving, there are companies that are coming. And so I think it is an interesting indication of shifts that we're seeing in the larger business landscape. And really, as companies are trying as much as possible to get closer to customers and locate facilities in areas that are much more convenient for their operations.
Yeah, 31 Gifts is keeping its headquarters here, which perhaps makes sense with our status as fashion hub. What do you make of them moving their distribution center to Texas?
Yeah, so apparently, based on what I've read about this, it seems as if there are shifts in terms of their customer base and really being able to more effectively serve their customers by having facilities in the South and Southwest. And I think this is a part of a larger conversation. More and more companies are trying to reduce the amount of time that elapses between when orders are placed and when orders are received. Many have referred to this as the Amazon effect and this notion that companies are more increasingly being able to get product to customers on the same day. So I think strategic location of distribution centers has become a really, really hot topic. It's becoming more hot today than it ever has been. And part of that is as we see more and more companies getting product out to end consumers and shipping directly to homes, we're seeing the strategic location of those DCs being a very, very vital part of success in this new economy.
Does that mean that Ohio could lose out?
Not necessarily. I think, you know, of course, this is definitely news that we wouldn't like to hear in Central Ohio. But the good news is that Columbus is viewed as really as a hub for logistics and for distribution for a lot of companies. So while we are seeing this shift, there's a big conversation about Columbus being a hub for retail, Columbus being a hub for distribution for online retail. And there's a big push on that. And so I think that while this is one indication of the shifts that we see taking place, there are a lot of promising opportunities that are out there in the marketplace that I think we should focus on.
The direct sales industry, where individuals buy inventory and then sell it themselves, it's been around for decades. Most of us are familiar with either door-to-door salesmen or Cutco knives or Amway products. Sure. How has that evolved to now?
Well, I think we're seeing some really interesting developments in the direct selling space. Again, I think a lot of it is around just what retail means today. What I think is really an intriguing thing to watch is as we are teaching, you know, business students here at Fisher, what I'm noticing is that more and more students are graduating with a desire to be entrepreneurial. And so I think that that is, in many ways, kind of stimulating an increased growth and focus on direct selling. More young people now are graduating from business schools with an interest in doing something and has purpose. And I know that that's a big mantra of the direct selling domain. So it's a really interesting time, I think, for direct selling. There's a lot of really interesting changes taking place within industry that really do point to direct selling as a real viable opportunity, particularly for millennials. And I think that's where a lot of the growth is. And everyone's focusing on where the millennials are headed. And direct selling seems to be something that's kind of right in the heart of that. And so I think that while, as we see with all industry, companies come and go, I think, unfortunately, we've seen some shifts in Central Ohio. But I think the larger landscape is quite promising.
Terry Esper is an associate professor of logistics at Ohio State's Fisher College of Business. Thanks again for talking with me today, Terry.
Thank you, Claire. It's been a pleasure.